Chapter 2. A Letter to Santa. On the weekend, Posy and her mom and Danny and Graham shop for their Christmas tree. "How about this one?" Gramps asked. "Too skinny," said Posy. "You said the two before this were too fat." Gramps held out another tree. "This one any good?" Posy shook his head. Posy has strong opinions about her Christmas tree. Her mom said she was holding Danny. "You're telling me?" said Gramps. He pulled up another tree. "What do you think about this one, Miss Christmas Tree Expert?" Posy looked at it from all sides. It was cheerful and round, like a friendly person. "That's the one," she said. "Danny," said Gramps, "let's hear you vote." "Twee!" Danny cried. "I guess this one's the winner," said Gramps. Gramps tied a tree on top of the car. When they got home, he leaned it against the garage. "I have to cut a piece off the bottle," he said. "I will bring it in when I'm finished. We'll make hot chocolate while we wait." Posy's mom said, "Posy can work on her letter to Santa." "I wrote it already," said Posy. "I told him I want a magic wand. What about the one you made?" her mom asked. "I want a real one," Posy said. "Seems to me if you want magic to happen, you have to make it happen yourself," said Gramps. Gramps and her mom didn't understand, but Posy knew Santa would. She had covered the bottom of her letter with purple and pink X's and O's. "Dear Santa, please bring me a pet that's alive, books, something sparkly to wear, glow-in-the-dark stars, bubble bath, a small house for a pointy, a magic wand that really works. This is my favorite present. I want it more than anything. Rudolph." XXOOXOXOXO, Posy. When Santa saw it, he would know how much Posy wanted a magic wand that really worked.